This was my very first column. The first thing that goes on the website. It's called The IPCC and Global Warming, February 4th, 2007. The creation of this website was inspired by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC. The fourth assessment report, Summary for Policymakers, released 2 days ago in Paris, France. Anybody with a dash of common sense could see that this release was not about science. It was pure propaganda, and it made me angry. First, the phony dog and pony show in Paris made me angry. Then learning that the phony dog and pony show cost billions of dollars to produce made me angrier. And finally, hearing that these faceless UN bureaucrats were going to hold back the actual science behind the dog and pony show so nobody could see the man behind the curtain, well, that was the final straw. It's time to fight back. Reason has been cast aside on issue after issue, with the issue of global warming. I distinguish global warming with no capital letters, the legitimate scientific subject, with from global warming with capital letters, the religion and scam, being just one example. Our usual sources of information have been co-opted by billionaire speculators, silver spoon heirs to newspapers, and journalists who are the product of a dysfunctional educational system, which is simply a nice way of saying they can't understand the stories they are trying to report. It's difficult to find the lonely voices of reason on many topics in today's world, so my way of fighting back is to gather all those lonely voices in one website. If the New York Times refuses to report a story that casts doubt on the religion of global warming, well, maybe some smaller newspaper will, or maybe an internet site will. The intent of this website is to gather such sources in one place so that people looking for ammunition to fight back can find it. Here are a few facts about our climate that you didn't hear in Paris, in spite of the 500 scientists flown in for the ceremony. One, there is no indisputable evidence that our planet is warming beyond normal variations, let alone that it is warming because of man-made carbon release. Two, our whole solar system shows signs of being in the midst of climate change, which should lead to the reasonable thought that the change is being caused by the sun. Three, building on number two above, there is an almost perfect correlation between solar activity and global temperatures. Four, scientists who are skeptical about the global warming show are systematically attacked, censored, and intimidated. Does that sound like science? Five, carbon and warmth are both net benefits to life, allowing increased food production, easier survival, and lower energy use by humans. Six, global warming science is now a multi-billion dollar industry annually, with all of the attendant manifestations of greed, dishonesty, and bribery that this much government money will naturally produce. 7. The whole basis of the global warming scam is computer modeling and anecdotal evidence from biologists in isolated disciplines. All of these facts are supported by links listed on my global warming page. If you're a global warming true believer and you're reading this and rolling your eyes, ask yourself one simple question. Why was a scientific report released with a ceremony but no science?